Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring five different Motown artists who had hits in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, either as part of a group or as a solo artist. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Diana Ross on her own. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Something deep inside of me keeps me moving aimlessly. I've always been, I'll always be a lonely traveling man. Something that we
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, number one from 1967. Before that, Stevie Wonder's Traveling Man, number 32 from that same year, 67. And we started with the Jackson 5, their first hit that reached number one in 1969 featuring Michael Jackson, I Want You Back. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring five Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, we've heard from the first three artists from the 1960s in this edition of Motown Memories. Coming up, a fourth one, Marvin Gaye, with a song called That's the Way Love Is. Well, Marvin Gaye's success with producer Norman Whitfield continued throughout 1969, but it wasn't easy. Marvin recalled that, quote, Norman and I came within a fraction of an inch of fighting. He thought I was a prick because I wasn't about to be intimidated by him. We clashed. He made me sing in keys much higher than I was used to. He had me reaching for notes that caused my throat veins to bulge. Well, That's the Way Love Is was previously quoted by the Isley Brothers, Inc., Last Night in the Pips, but the song didn't go anywhere. Marvin's version is nearly a grapevine clone, his number one hit from the previous year. Here is the 1969 hit from Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
motormemories@yahoo.com. That's motormemories@yahoo.com.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Smokey Robinson and his Miracles with a song called Baby, Baby, Don't Cry, a very pretty song, number 8 from 1969. And we started with Marvin Gaye's That's the Way Love Is, number 7 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring 5 Motown artists for this hour from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, we just finished up the last of the 5 artists from the 1960s. Now we're going to feature the Jackson 5 featuring Michael Jackson with a number 10 hit from 1971, Sugar Daddy. Well, Sugar Daddy is a joyous, upbeat number, and it was issued as an in-between record just as Michael Jackson had launched his solo career the same year in 1971, and Jermaine Jackson was about to do the same thing. This song was a hit, but it was not number one, but it was an important tune for a number of reasons. One being that it was the last Formula record that the production company called The Corporation wrote and produced for the Jackson 5. The Jackson 5 at this time were also having some great competition from a group known as the Osmonds, because they had a home run with a song called One Bad Apple. Here are the Jackson 5 featuring Michael Jackson, right here on Motown Man.
What would be my door?
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Diana Ross with The Boss, number 19 from 1979. Before that, Stevie Wonder with I Wish, a number one tune from 76. And we start with the Jackson 5 Sugar Daddy, number 10 from 1971. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured our five Motown artists from the 1960s and three of the five artists from the 1970s. We'll pick it up with the fourth artist, Marvin Gaye, right after this break, right here on Motown Memories.